The She-Wolf. To Leonard Bilsiter, the real world was not very agreeable or interesting. He preferred to live in an unseen world of his imagination. Children are often very good at this, but they are happy in their own dream worlds and do not try to make other people believe them. Leonard Bilsiter talked about the unseen world to anyone who would listen to him. Nothing very strange happened to Leonard until one year he travelled by train across Eastern Europe. He had a long conversation with a Russian passenger who talked about magic and hidden powers in a most interesting way. Leonard listened excitedly. He came home with many stories about the strange, dark mysteries which he called Siberian magic. His aunt, Cecilia Hoops, was deeply interested in Leonard's Siberian magic. When she told her friends about it, "My dears, he took a garden vegetable and changed it into a bird in front of my eyes." Her friends realized that she also had a wonderful imagination. Leonard, together with his hidden powers, was invited to Mary Hampton's house party. Several other people were also staying in the house, and they all had to listen to Leonard talking about the mysteries of the unseen world. "Do please change me into a wolf, Mr. Bilsiter," said Mrs. Hampton during lunch on the day of his arrival. "My dear Mary," said her husband, "what a strange idea." "A she-wolf, of course," continued Mrs. Hampton. "I don't want to change into a man as well as an animal." "We should not joke about the unseen world," said Leonard. "Oh, I'm not joking, I promise you. But don't change me into a wolf tonight. I want to play cards, and there are only 8 of us in the house today. I've invited some more people to come here tomorrow. Wait until tomorrow night." Leonard was not amused. "Mrs. Hampton, you really must not laugh at these dark mysteries. They can be stronger and more dangerous than we realise." Clovis Sangrail listened silently to this conversation, and after lunch he spoke to Lord Pabham in the smoking room. "Tell me, Lord Pabham," began Clovis, "have you got a she-wolf in your zoo at Pabham Park? A quiet, friendly she-wolf?"
"There's Louisa," said Lord Pabham thoughtfully. "She's very quiet and gentle. Why do you ask?"
"I'd like to borrow her tomorrow evening," said Clovis lightly. "May I, please?"